Knife in hand, knife raised to strike. But his hand was shaking. He could not bring himself to do it. No question of morality, but of visceral disgust. To kill was a matter of angle and propulsion, the movement of steel from one coordinate to another. But he who had murdered for no other reason than survival had found it impossible to work the equation again. He did not know why, merely that it was impossible. He had known it from the moment he was given the task, from long before that, from Leeds, maybe. He had killed two men, he could never kill another. You could call it cowardice. He did not care what it was called. Here in the cell, he was safe from definitions. His only imminent problem was the threat of release. Efi listened to as many animals as possible as they walked around the room. She heard a sea lion moaning about visitors.
For pity's sake, they think I'm a shiel. I'm not a shiel. It's so insulting.
I know you're not a seal, said Efi. I can see you have your ears on the outside and that you were walking on your flippers, not bouncing on your belly.
The sea lion understood and waved at her.
Thank you. It's nice to be understood. To thine own self be true, that's what my mom always said. Never be a shiel.
That's good advice, Efi thought. Well, the first bit...